Welcome everyone to This Paranormal Life and a special live episode. Today we're investigating a haunted house and some potentially cursed real physical evidence, except we're doing it in front of about 300 people in Belfast. This episode is from our sold-out UK tour last year. We always wanted to release our live shows as podcasts, and now's the perfect time, as in just a few days, we are embarking on our first ever world tour across the USA and UK. So, if you were thinking about coming to see us live, but maybe haven't seen a live podcast before and didn't know what to expect, this will give you a taste. To complete the experience, crack open a can of Guinness, stick on some wet clothes. You will really feel like you're in Ireland in 4D. And if you want to see our brand new show live this October, head to thisparanormallife.com to pick up your tickets. Links in the description of this episode. Otherwise, enjoy the investigation of Carndew House. Hello, Belfast. How the hell are you doing tonight? This is beautiful. Thank you so much for coming to see us. This is a special moment because, Rory, this is where we f***ing started, man.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Rory, name three of your favorite things about Belfast.
I love Bujos. I love the tortilla chips that they have.
You're not really from Belfast, are you?
I'll tell you what. This is why you gotta love Belfast. You gotta love a city that builds an entire museum dedicated to a journey that ended up a complete mess.
It's true. It's so true.
I am, of course, talking about the Game of Thrones Museum.
What a f***ing disaster.
Unbelievable. What a wreck.
I can't believe you brought it up. I can't believe you brought it up.
Has anyone actually... Have you been to the Titanic Museum
wouldn't
before?
Wouldn't be seen dead there. No, wouldn't be seen dead.
No?
No.
Have you guys been to the Titanic Museum before? For those of you who haven't, no spoilers or anything. It's pretty dark.
That's not a spoiler,
that
though,
second
is
half
it?
Is pretty f***ed up. I'm not going to lie.
It's one of the most famous tragedies of the 20th century. I don't know what you're talking about.
If you haven't seen the movie, just watch out. That's all I'm saying.
Guys, we couldn't be happier to be here tonight. This is truly our homecoming. We've got a hell of a show just waiting for you. Really, how tonight is going to go down is somewhat similar to the This Paranormal Life show that you've come to know and love. It is going to be a show of two halves. The first, we are going to be sat here. This is exactly what our home studio looks like, as it happens.
Yeah.
More candles at home, to be fair. And we will be sitting down and we'll be going through a paranormal tale that is near and dear to Northern Irish people everywhere. We wanted to base it on something right here in the country. We're going to do that for about 30 or 40 minutes before we come back on stage for the second act of tonight, the reason we're all here, the Dice of Death portion.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And don't try and leave during the intervals, because we lock all the doors.
All right, you're not supposed to tell them that.
Even the fire exits.
No, we don't.
That's right.
That will be illegal.
And if I have to start a couple fires just to get things heated up for the second half, I just might.
They are fake candles, I will say. I should also point out that tonight, the first half at least, is being recorded. So...
That's right, by Netflix, who are on the top row here.
No.
This is a special going out. And I'd love to tell you that, you know, this show is going to be relaxing, and it's going to be like every episode of This Paranormal Life you've ever heard. Mm-hmm. That would be a lie.
No.
Because this live podcast is going to be like no other live podcast you've ever seen before. You know, some of those other podcasts, they sit down in two chairs, and yes... The first half, mostly chairs and microphones.
Sure.
A large portion of the second half, too. But the big difference is, I have my little magic box.
Ooh.
Yeah, can we get some oohs for the magic box? There we go. This magic box is hooked up to my own personal phone, which stores over 1,000 different sound effects.
Weird use for a phone.
And using the magic of sound, I can transport you all over the world
to the Wild West fighting cowboys. To the bottom of the ocean hunting for globsters.
That's good. That is good.
Right? I can make it feel like you're on a rocket ship going straight to the moon!
New voicemail.
Hi, Rory. Dr. Tobin here. I had a look at those pictures of your ass, and there's definitely something wrong there. Please come into the surgery so we can have a proper look.
Yeah. The phone, you said? You hooked up to your phone? I wasn't, yeah.
All right. Alright, it seems some of these buttons trigger my voicemail. So I'm gonna... Not my voicemail. I don't know, that was from a different story.
Right, that was just off the internet somewhere, sure.
Yeah, that was...
He did say, hey, Rory, at the beginning.
It's a popular name.
Worrying to think what the other 997 signs are on that thing.
A lot more of that, unfortunately.
Like I say, a show of two halves. We don't know what this thing has stored, but I think it is finally time to jump into today's investigation.
Let's do it, folks!
Let's go! Okay. That music just plays wherever me and Rory go, to be fair. We're walking up and down the street here.
Yeah, it was super, super awkward when we went to my uncle's funeral. Yeah. And that just played, and we're like, I'm so sorry.
It's hard to carry
off.
I'm
so sorry.
You didn't need to wear a silver suit, though, to go with it. Rory, I think we've got the hang of this thing. Let's dive into today's case. Guys, maybe you're a super fan of this Paranormal Life. Maybe you've been dragged to the show tonight by a friend or spy something. Who is... That's a surprisingly large portion of the audience. I wasn't expecting that, I'll be honest. Wouldn't have said it if I thought that was going to happen. Can we get a cheer from whoever has never heard the show before? Fucking hell,
Jesus,
that's bad.
Christ. Oh, my God.
Oh, sheesh, I'm going to need to dial back a lot of these inside drones. On This Paranormal Life, this is the podcast where every week we investigate a different paranormal tale and get to the bottom of whether it's truly paranormal or not. And live podcasts are no exception. You know, for each stop on our tour, we wanted to, like, cover something specific to that location. So we thought we'd cover, you know, a London story for London, a Scottish one for Glasgow and for Belfast. Obviously, something to do with Northern Ireland. I did say to them, are you sure... a paranormal story set in Northern Ireland. I mean, it is like, sure, it's an ancient country, whatever, there's plenty of ghosts and ghouls and spirits, but, you know, we've had a bit on, like, as a country. We've been busy.
Yeah.
You know, if Bigfoot himself had appeared on the Falls Road between 1968 and the Good Friday Agreement, everyone would just sort of been like, no.
Yeah.
No. We don't have time for this. Get out. To be honest...
We already hate each other. We can't direct that anywhere else.
Deal with whatever this is.
Yeah.
But things have changed. Things have changed. We have been busy, but we have moved on. We have time to think about the paranormal now. And Rory, you and I both know it, that there is a myriad of stories in Northern Ireland. Not all worthy of cover in This Paranormal Life, but we have covered some.
And yet we have covered many. We covered Ballybogie Forest.
Ballybogie Forest would be... Well, yeah, to be fair.
I think that's a location in Fortnite that I'm thinking of.
I did once play a gig...
We covered Tilted Towers and...
We did cover Coral Castle. I did actually play a gig one time in a Ballybogie. It was...
it's a real place?
10,000 people. No, it was on an abandoned safari park. I believe the guy who ran it actually went to prison for murdering tigers or something. That's not a bit. But yeah, we covered Ballybogie Forest. Was a double no, I think.
Yes, many of the Northern Ireland cases were unfortunately double no's.
But really, we don't even have a good enough excuse that we haven't covered more. But I thought, what better way to find out more about Northern Irish paranormal stories than turning out to the Oracle of Truth for the paranormal in Northern Ireland, the Northern Ireland subreddit.
Which I didn't even know existed. I didn't even know there was a subreddit
for Northern
Ireland.
Some of these motherfuckers They're definitely on Reddit. Looking at you for sure. Anyone hang out in the Northern Ireland subreddit? Oh yeah, there's gonna be. I'm probably gonna. Well, we're about to hear from some of them.
Time to give those terrible people a platform.
Because that's
it's about time.
Been missing.
That's what podcasting is really about, right? Giving the worst people in the world microphones. That's what I think. No, I'm excited. I have no idea what people would even talk about on a Northern Irish subreddit.
Boojum mostly, Boojums, to be honest.
Yeah. Who's got the best offers on Buckfast? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's not mean because they all cheered for it, so it makes sense.
Well, just for one, we've had a good few posts just this year, actually. One user, HarryBo001, posted, any good ghost stories relating to places in Northern Ireland?
Love it, love it.
I'm diving in right away, I'm excited. User BC Monty replied, no ghosts, but I have been to Larne. Nothing but weird alien-looking creatures wherever you go. Weird, but fair.
There's like one dude from Larne at the back, like trying to duck
down. I'm going to bottle them. Wait till the interval. I'm going to f***ing bottle them. I knew it. Someone else wrote simply, if I saw a ghost, I would try and knock his f***ing.
Love it. Love that
it's
energy.
It's not dissimilar to the kind of approach we would advocate on This Paranormal Life.
We've said it many times. Once you dip those fists in holy water, they'll connect.
They'll connect.
They will.
It's like Street Fighter. The hitbox, it gets bigger. It gets bigger. Mm-hmm. It was at this point I started to worry about making an episode entirely set in Belfast. That was until user Anonymous Joe wrote.
It's got to be good if he wants to be anonymous.
He's a whistleblower. My wife saw a ghost. I thought, f***ing bingo, here we go.
Hit the mother load.
I came home from work early and heard some commotion upstairs. When I went to investigate, the window was open and some things were out of place. She was lying on the bed and there was ectoplasm all over the sheet.
All right. What? I've heard just about enough of that one.
She swears it was a ghost to this day and there's no other explanation. Double yes? Am I wrong?
You know it's bad when I'm the one shutting the story down. Good Lord.
But amidst these frankly disturbing insights into people's marriages, there was one story, Rory, that caught my attention.
Okay.
Posted by user Rudy Poo for Life.
Strong name.
They wrote, when I was about 9 or 10. All right, guys, we can't have those kind of interruptions on the show. My goodness. Just ask you to.
Unprofessional.
I said it was being recorded. My God.
Come
have
on.
A bit of decorum about the thing. I'm going to need no one to make a freaking sound when I hit this, okay?
Yeah.
Whenever I was like, all right.
What did we say?
Where are security?
What
is the point?
What did we say?
What is
unbelievable.
Sorry, getting fired up, but what's the point in security if they're not shutting people down?
Unbelievable. All right. Should we even? Okay, sorry. No,
that was you.
That was me.
No,
that was
you.
Me. That was me. I apologize. Can we have some sort of format, like a countdown or something? Because Now I'm getting stressed.
3, 2, 1, go. When I was about 9, now you've got me rushing. You heard of something called comedic timing, brother? It's hard. I don't have it. Okay, let's go. When I was about 9 or 10, me, my parents, and my two cousins went for a walk in the park at Carnfunnock, Larne, County Antrim, Northern Ireland, just north of Belfast. Why do you talk like this? This person must be in the military.
Yeah, it sounds like he's typing it out.
We were searching through the park for the perfect spot to sit down to have our picnic, past beautiful gardens and even a maze. And after about 30 minutes of walking, we turn a corner to come across this old, dilapidated mansion-type building. From where we were standing, we could see a huge ground floor window that had obviously been boarded up, and some kids had kicked it in, leaving a gaping hole into the dark house. I knew, as soon as I'd seen it, that if my dad wasn't around, I would have been too pussy to even poke my head in.
That shouldn't be a reason why you do anything that you're uncomfortable with. It's just because your dad is in the vicinity of the area.
Yeah, he was 26 years old when he wrote this.
Yeah.
It was completely pitch black, apart from a small, single shaft of light shining through a hole in the roof onto the floor.
This is some spooky shit. Imagine just finding this in the wild. That's crazy.
Yeah, I ain't stopping. Nothing's getting between me and a picnic. I'm like Yogi Bear that way.
And so far, things are like, you know, things seem quite romantic in this story where it's like they found this old mansion and, you know, there's light like beaming in from the holes in the attic. Usually when you find an old abandoned place in the woods, there's like used condoms on the floor, like swastikas on the walls. Like, it's not very romantic. You're like, it's not very, this sounds a lot more majestic than the type of like traditional abandoned house you'd find in the woods.
Right, this is like more Haunting of Blythe Manor type.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than Haunting of the Pirate Ship in the Port Stewart playground. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
That would have been really unnerving if a swastika had showed up in Bly Manor.
I mean, Netflix will let a lot fly, but they have their limits.
Just like Bigfoot turning up, they would be like, we can't have Nazis in
the
house.
There is so many different themes and storylines going on.
We're already fighting ghosts. We can't fight the Nazis too.
It's too much. My dad, brackets, being the manliest motherfucker I know. Complex relationship with his father, I think.
Yeah.
To be fair, might be goddamn Chuck Norris for all we know.
Who knows? Probably not in Antrim, but maybe. I don't know.
He turned and said, BRB, ladies.
No, he didn't. There's no way he said that. You shouldn't want to impress a man that says that.
So apparently he did, because his cousin Kathy and his mum stayed outside while me, my dad, and my cousin Fergus went in through the window. I love that his dad was obviously trying to improvise a dad squad here in the moment, but only had children to pull from.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, me, my f***ing pussy son, and that guy over there, just some dude walking a dog. It's like, what are you talking about? We're going into the sex mansion. It's like, no, we're not. No, we're not.
Take a condom each. You're going to need them where we're going. What age are you, son? I am your son, and I'm 9. You should know this.
I mean, this is an extra funny dynamic to be talking about today, because correct me if I'm wrong, Kit, but I believe your father is in this audience. Is that right?
My family are here somewhere. So I would ask you, thank you.
Hello, Malvinas, wherever you are.
They're right there somewhere. So I would ask you, Rory, I'm glad you brought it up, because I'm going to need to keep it PG, because the parents are in the house, and you know we can't have them thinking that this is a lewd and crude podcast. So.
Right, well, you told a story about a woman having sex with a ghost, apparently.
I said a story about a woman who was clearly haunted while she was innocently sleeping. So,
right, in her bed.
And I would ask you not to sully with talk of sex.
Okay, fine.
Just keep it on the wraps, okay?
We'll keep it PG.
There's
a lot of respectable gentlemen and gentle ladies out here. We'll keep it all PG.
Not in the front row. God, not in the front row. I don't know who let these guys in here. Jesus. Where the hell are we? His dad improvised a dad squad to head in to the building. I stepped inside. My eyes adjusted quickly in the darkness, and my first thought was, actually, this isn't that scary. It had old wooden floorboards, dust, weather damage, the smell of damp everywhere. Usual abandoned house stuff. Nothing really unusual in NI. I'd been in hundreds of abandoned houses with my dad.
Whoa! That's too many houses.
The relationship deepens. It becomes...
Hundreds of abandoned houses?
You're 9 years old!
With his dad?
That's over 10 abandoned houses since the moment you were born, a year.
That, I hope he's exaggerating for dramatic effect, because that is a worrying amount of abandoned houses to be in.
So we got on our Sharpies and drew a bunch of swastikas. All right, no, we gotta get off this story. I'd even renovated one to live in with my dad. Okay, why are you living in a haunted house? This is strange.
He renovated an abandoned building?
That's the definition of a fixer-upper right there.
That's a, aren't they all abandoned before you move in? Isn't that the, right? I'm not being dumb here. You'd hope there's no one living in it when you move in.
Right, it was abandoned by the people who built it, sure.
Yeah, a day before, and then we moved in.
I remember being confused, thinking, this place looks like it used to be luxurious as hell. Why would it be left like this? There were books scattered about on the floor. I lifted the first one that looked readable, a big white one. I opened it, and it was full of diagrams of old medical instruments. Call me intuitive, but thanks to the book, I quickly deduced that it was an old medical building. I immediately got freaked out and thought, abandoned scary mansion in the woods, and it's a medical facility? This must be an insane asylum!
That's quite a leap. That's quite a leap.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Used condoms on the floor, it must be an insane asylum! Who would be crazy enough to draw a swastika and fornicate inside such a decrepit building?
I opened a drawer. Knives? Forks? What are these freaks up to in here? Insane asylum!
They were eating dinner!
Or bones or something, we don't know!
It turns out I was wrong. It wasn't. Conclusions? No.
It was a library. Yeah, that's what it was. There were tons of books.
It was a guy's house. I was trespassing. It wasn't. It was last a convalescent hospital. But during the Second World War, the lord and lady who owned the house turned it into a war hospital. They even generously converted one of their Rolls Royces into an ambulance.
What's a war hospital?
I think it's just any hospital that operated during the war.
Right, okay. So if I like stubbed my toe and was like, I think it's broken, can I come in? And they'd be like, this is a war hospital, sir. Unless you got that in the field of duty, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, if you're turning up to a war hospital in Larne after stubbing your toe in 1944, you avoided the draft.
Yeah.
You don't get to enter the hospital. I also feel like if you were injured and you were taken to hospital in a Rolls Royce, it's like, I don't want to meet that doctor. I don't think you've got good hopes.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
The doctor's unavailable, so Jenkins here, the chauffeur, is going to have a go in your appendix.
Were all facilities at that time war facilities?
Pretty much.
Like, was it like the war McDonald's in 1942?
I don't know if they had McDonald's, but
all right,
maybe.
Well, that was a bad example. The war Burger King or something like that. Like, sure. The war Subway.
All fast food chains.
Unless you show up in full camo, they just boot you out. The war Boojum, yes!
That's right. Rations. You can only have one type of bean. Not two, you greedy f***. But this was where it got weird. There's one thing I remember, one image that always stuck with me. A room visible from the window we climbed in through. It was immaculate. The wooden flooring looked freshly varnished. Bookshelves neatly stacked with books, and the warm glow of light like there was a roaring fireplace. We walked towards the room about to enter it and heard a low, bumping, rumbling noise and the scratching of what sounded like feet shuffling across a dust-covered concrete floor.
Jesus.
I looked at my dad, who now had a serious expression on his face, and he quickly said, "Okay, let's go. I think this is private property." My dad and cousin ran for the window. I hadn't even realized, so I was still staring at the room. The noise got closer and closer. I looked back at the window, then back to the room. I couldn't see anything, but it got louder and louder. I said, "No, no," ran for the window and leapt out of it with adrenaline coursing through me. I landed on the grass with the feeling of relief rushing through me that I managed to get out so quick. Rory, what the f*** are you doing in that situation?
Yeah, right. Just to reiterate, this is a 9-year-old boy.
Yes.
Okay.
In an insane asylum!
Oh, no, he did not say that. But yeah, I think we established it was a
A hospital.
A war hospital, specifically.
An abandoned war hospital, yes.
That's true. Did he actually see anything, or was it just the ominous sounds of...
Yeah, we should recap, because a lot was thrown at us there in the final paragraphs.
Yeah.
He was in this ostensibly completely abandoned building, ruined and stuff all over the walls, as described. And then he saw in the distance a suspiciously perfect room, almost like looking into a dream, perfectly lit, and the sound of rumbling and the shuffling of footsteps.
Oh, that's very cool.
Getting louder and louder and louder.
That's really spooky.
And then his dad, Bolton, left him to die.
Yeah, I thought he was supposed to be like the manliest dude
the
of all time.
The manliest f***er he knew until that day. Yes.
He said BRB, ladies, and jumped out the window. Unbelievable. And they're on the second floor? Right?
I don't remember what I said, but I hope not. He did a Tom Cruise-esque stunt. With a rappel line attached to his waist. I think it was the ground floor. Maybe the first floor. I don't know.
Okay. This is good. I need to build this house inside of my mind. Well, that's spooky as shit. I probably wouldn't have gone in that deep.
Right.
Especially if I'd heard any noise whatsoever.
So you're joining them in jumping right back the way you came, not going into the noise, into the void.
No. No, I never go into the void, right? I
well,
it was
I shouldn't call it
rules.
The void. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I'm getting the heck out of there, for sure.
Fair. I think we all would be in the same situation. So I asked...
Burn it down and move on. Just gasoline all the way down the hallways.
Oh, that's illegal.
Flick
it is
a
illegal.
Match and say goodbye to your dad and cousin.
To a bad
Maybe
attitude.
They'll get their own way out.
Yeah, it was just his cousin in the next room checking it out. Burn it down! All right. I asked my dad about this story today. This is years later. He remembers being there, but refuses to talk about the room and just says, quote, "It's not like you remember it." Which is, to be clear, extremely ominous.
Yeah. 9 years old is at that age where you can't really question your dad either. You can't be like, "Shut up, Dad. I know what I saw." You know, his word is kind of gospel at that point. So if he's like, "It's not like you remember, son," you have to be like, "All right, I guess it wasn't. Jesus. All right. You know, you're a man. I'm a boy. So I guess you're right."
Despite your behavior, which was not that manly on the day in question. 9 is also like old enough to form concrete memories, though, right? Like, if this was at 6 years old, I think we'd be scratching our heads and going like, "I don't know, did this really happen?" But 9's a decent age.
I'm trying to think about what I was doing at 9 years old.
Right.
Yeah, we talked on an after party. After party? Anyone? Yay! For those who don't listen to after parties, here's a little insight to you. We talked recently on this week's episode about me using my PlayStation Portable to watch porn as a child.
Right. It was a dark time. A pixelated...
Some dude got way too excited about that in the back row.
I can see he was shaking his PSP.
I'm trying to think if that was 9 years old. That might have been a bit young.
Way too young.
I was still watching porn on my 3DS at that point, I think.
It is true. We were discussing such disgusting details as that. But needless to say, we weren't getting up to anything this paranormal. He says, "When I think back, my dad was standing to my left as we stopped outside the door. I think he could see into the room from his angle. What did he see?
Oh.
Did I see something different? This has been bugging me a lot, especially since my dad is straight up saying, I imagine it all. I have to go back. I'm going to arrange a trip and investigate. If it's still broken down and stuff, I'll take pics for you guys. I heard someone bought the place, so I don't know if it's renovated or if they destroyed it. I don't believe in the paranormal, but the more I think about this, the more I'm weirded out. It sounds like you believe in the paranormal."
100%. By the way, I love this. This is very Haunting of Hill House, where at the start of it, all the kids are basically like, "Yeah, one night our dad carried us out of the house. We think he's a maniac." Right. And then later on in the show, you get to see what the dad saw on the night he carried them out of the house.
Right.
And it explains everything.
The donkey lady, I hear.
Could have been. So maybe this dad, from a different perspective, maybe it's not like how you remember its son. Maybe I saw worse. Something pretty wild in there.
Well, this is the million-dollar question. Is his dad and his cousin ran, and he didn't, so...
And what are his choices? Go back and investigate, or speak to his father again? The choice is clear. Back he goes.
My father said it's not real, so I have no choice but to risk my life again. It turns out that what we're discussing today is Carndew House. As he said in military fashion, outside Ballygally, outside Larne, outside Belfast, outside Northern Ireland, outside the North Pole. And to this day, Rory, Carndew House is known as the most haunted house in Northern Ireland.
Do you want to hit the lightning bolt for that one, bud?
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, let me say it again. This is for the people at home, so you guys could just pretend like I didn't say that before. Yeah. It's known as the most haunted house in Northern Ireland.
Love it. Love it.
Numerous ghost hunters and trespassers have seen ghostly faces in the windows or phantoms strolling the grounds. And even in that Reddit post, there's a ton of replies of people who've been there and felt the paranormal vibe. One user even said, I've seen people try to summon stuff via seance in that house. Don't even get me started with the second floor.
Jesus.
I mean, if that's what's going on in the ground floor, first floor, what the f*** is going on up there?
Is it like one of those weird fetish clubs where, like, the higher the floor, the weirder the stuff is?
Right.
That I've heard of. That allegedly, apparently,
right.
this is what
Rory's
they're like.
Rory's mother is listening to the recording.
Cover your ears, mother.
Sure.
I've only been to the third floor of a church. To ring the bell. Because I'm a good boy.
Right, on the third floor of this house, everyone's got their PSP out, just absolutely having at it, rinsing the Wi-Fi. Someone else said, I went with 6 friends last year, and we all fell through the floor and almost died. All
not
walking
paranormal,
away.
By the way.
Well, we all walked away with serious injuries and has to be hospitalized. Was it paranormal? Did the f-ing spirit disintegrate the flooring?
We tried to go nearby to get our wounds tended to, but it turned out it was a war hospital. Okay. So they actually wouldn't let us in.
They said, wear your fatigues, soldier. Yeah. They said, it's 2021. What war are you talking about? The culture war, soldier. Rory, we haven't covered a haunted house, I feel, in a little while.
It's been a while. It's been a hot minute.
What do you make of what you've heard?
I love it. I love it. I mean, it's cool because, as you said, you know, when you're looking into cases in Northern Ireland, sometimes you cast the net too wide. And you're looking for cryptids or UFO sightings.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the times, some of the coolest stories are the smallest ones. I have never even heard of this house in my life before.
Sure.
And wouldn't have heard of it probably without this investigation.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to think that there's probably a lot more places like this that do exist in Northern Ireland.
Well, f***ing hell. I mean, we've told the story in the podcast 1,000,001 times. But when my wonderful wife, Danielle, who's here tonight somewhere... when we got married, and thank you, my wonderful wife, Danielle, got married. Rory, you were there. It was at Ballygally, a stone's throw from the very house we're talking about. We didn't know it was haunted until it was too late, frankly,
yeah.
Until we got married there. But to think that these two locations are so close to each other is terrifying. But ladies and gentlemen, we said at the start of the show that this was... This Paranormal Life episode, like no other, and we weren't lying, because you know us, sure, to be cowards, armchair analyzers, absolute rat cards that only investigate the paranormal from our dirt under your shoe.
All right, don't be so hard.
We've never gone on location to do an investigation until today! We went to Kanju House this morning.
It's true. Merely hours ago.
We... Thank you. We're the manliest motherfuckers we know. I lied to Rory. I said we were going to Tim Hortons. I said, let's get a nice early breakfast.
Yeah.
You're going to love the 11 o'clock breakfast, man. It's a great deal. After about 35 minutes of driving, because this place is quite far away, he was like, I thought it was nearby, bud.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot closer.
Right. You could also hear me eating a Tim Hortons in the front seat. I stopped and didn't give him any. He was blindfolded. I drove him to this location. I didn't tell him where the f*** we were going, and we went.
I thought I was going to die. I thought Kid had snapped a day before our live show.
It was like a gangster movie. I was like driving him out to the middle of nowhere. Yeah. I pulled up at the side of the road. I took him down a deep forest path for about 10 minutes. There's a new Tim Hortons, bud. It does the best cappuccinos, the best Timbits. We found the house.
We did, yeah.
There's actually, when you go, I'm sure someone here has been there. When you go, like right at the entrance to the forest path, it's like, there is a very creepy looking dilapidated house. Rory was like, whoa, this is f***ed up. I was like, that's just a regular house. That's not that's not the haunted house.
It was like the outhouse to the mansion just up the road.
So he almost vomited when he saw the actual Cairngorm house.
Yeah.
And we had a look about. We did. Now, any like death-defying manly edge, like this person describes in the story, was quickly reduced to nothing by the fact that two little girls ran into the house right before us.
Yeah.
They could have been Shining girls, but their dads were there, and they were like, what about your mate? How's it going?
Yeah.
This is where we walk the dogs. Like,
could have been Shining dads. We had a whole Shining family.
Shining dads don't have UDA tattoos.
That's fair.
There were cute dogs. There were cute dogs. Also, one of the children turned to us and said, I'm trying to find the blood room. So they were very self-aware about their vibe as children in a haunted house. It turned out the blood room is not real. They made it up on the spot.
Yeah, fair play. Really 10 out of 10 for the kids.
Improv.
There was also some fantastic graffiti inside. One on a door, I believe, said, you will die.
Yeah, all who enter die.
Who enter die. And then slightly adjacent was, God cannot help you here.
Yeah.
Something like that. Something along the lines of that.
To be fair, right underneath that, someone countered with, shut up, goth.
Yes, and I did also like the one outside, which was what was the one about the mum? Your mum gets made fun of at bingo. I think it was.
Yeah.
This is great. Some spooky vibes, some fun vibes. We're keeping it light. Very this paranormal life. That's great.
But we had a deep look around. Now we it's impossible to explore the third and most sexy floors, clearly.
Yeah.
Because
I brought my PSP. I was ready to go.
He was like, where's the f***ing Wi-Fi in here, bro? I'm trying to get some Jenna Jameson action, some vintage era shit. Improv. But we were the most dangerous areas we stayed away from. There was like, it was some Final Destination shit. There was entire portions of the roof held by a single electrical wire.
Yeah.
About to snap.
Some real Final Destination shit.
It like, really was.
I told Kit when we were walking through it, I was like, I think I've been to places like Universal Studios and Disneyland so much in my life that I have a real false sense of security here. Like, I'm, like, walking along beams. There's, like, shards of glass on either side. Because I just think I'm in, like, a haunted mansion or something.
Right.
It's like, no, a gust of wind will take this thing down to the ground.
A demon came up face to face with Rory, and he was like, oh, can I buy a f***ing pretzel, Mickey?
Yeah. Come on. Like,
unbelievable. But would you say, Rory, that we saw anything paranormal while we were there?
You know, I was pretty much thinking about how bummed I was I didn't get Tim Hortons the whole time.
Right.
But we did also go merely hours ago. It was daylight. It wasn't necessarily the paranormal hour.
Not 3 a.m., sure.
So it was creepy, but I don't know if I could say necessarily that we witnessed anything otherworldly. We were on a tight schedule, though, and that does make paranormal hunting a little more difficult when you got about 5 minutes to do it.
I heard a bird flap its wings, and I sprinted and jumped out the first floor window. I was terrified. But we didn't want to just, leave this investigation up to our word and our word alone like we do every week. We thought we would take a piece of evidence, that's right, physical evidence, from the case and try and find out whether this thing's, I guess, haunted.
We channeled our inner British Museum and stole some of the building.
As many used condoms as we could get our hands on. And that's why I have a rotten piece of flooring from the Kenju House.
Give it up for the flooring! Woo!
This thing,
I'm good, bud.
Come on.
I'm good.
It's a Timbit. Give it a bite.
It looks like a chicken goujon.
It's deep fried,
whoa,
that's for sure.
Whoa.
Yeah, I tried
you
to.
You could properly.
Yeah.
Get a vampire
Final
with that.
Final destination, someone.
Yeah, this is from the blood room. I can tell.
We need to remember to use some hand sanitizer. That thing is 50% rat piss.
Yeah, Jesus.
But we've also thought to combine this with a mainstay of Live This Paranormal Life investigations. Do you want to do the honors, Roy?
The EMF reader.
That's right. For those who aren't familiar with how an EMF reader works, you're out of luck, because I don't know either. But I will say, a fun bit of trivia, this is the very EMF reader that we used for our first ever paranormal live show in London.
At the Vaults.
At the Vaults 4 years ago, something like that.
Sheesh.
And let's hope it still works.
Woo!
Yay!
I'm picking up a worrying amount of activity already.
Now, I believe if you are to place this around any sort of object or area where there is paranormal activity, we might see some movement on the dial.
And there's only one way to find out whether Cairngew House is truly haunted today. That is to scan our piece of physical evidence and figure out whether this thing goes bananas or not. Ready to do the honors?
Let's do it.
3, 2, 1.
See anything.
God damn it, really?
I'm not seeing it, bud.
Shitting hell.
I know we wanted to put on a good show for the lovely people here.
Work, you motherfucker.
I don't know if we can count that.
Can we? All right, no, we gotta be fair. Rory, what do you think? Is this a yes or a no today?
Look, I'm only one half of this investigation. But because I don't see any red lights popping up right now, it's going to be a no, unfortunately, for me this week.
Oh, God damn it. It's a motherfucking no. Double no.
Unbelievable. Hey, that should just go to show you guys. We have integrity. We don't just throw out the double yeses.
Didn't seem like it in the Bridgewater Triangle episode. But I'm not getting into controversial stuff.
Well, we covered the Zanetti train recently, and that was actually a pretty good story.
With evidence.
That should have been a double yes. Yeah.
Whatsoever. All right, let's fist fight later. Guys, a double no. An inauspicious way to start off the tour, but like Rory says, we've got integrity. We're doing our jobs up here. That concludes the first half of our night. Hope you've been enjoying the show so far. We are going to take 10 minutes of an interval. Grab a drink, hit the bathroom, call your mother, do whatever you need to do, and we will see you back on here for the Dice of Death.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Good evening.
Sorry about the robot
countdown. What was that?
That was pretty intense. That didn't need to be so intense. It sounded like we were on some sort of moon base that was about to explode.
About to detonate. It was a bit misleading. But we are back! Thank you. How was your interval? Hope you're having a good night.
Everyone get a drink. Everyone ready for...
The Dice of Death.
That was terrifying.
I didn't know I could do that.
People at the bar, you f***ed up, you took too long.
Now, I want to congratulate all of you guys for buying a ticket to a thing you didn't even know really what it was.
Yeah, well,
I appreciate you taking a chance on us. But this is what it's all about.
Imagine after lockdown and like 3 years or 2 years of not being able to do anything of what you want, as soon as everything's lifted, it's like, I'll do anything. I haven't worked out what I like in that time. I'll just go with the flow. I'll try a show.
I could stand up here all day and explain it, but how about instead, y'all crane your neck to that little screen up there and watch this short, informative video.
The Dice of Death, a deadly game of chance played only by the most fearless gamblers. The player rolls a dice against a malevolent spirit to decide whether they will be blessed or cursed for all eternity. Some say it's an ancient ritual passed down for generations.
Ooh.
Others say it's a creepypasta born in the darkest forums of Reddit.
Ooh.
Others say it was invented just months ago by two podcasters in an attempt to sell merchandise at their live shows.
That's a lie. But because they're idiots,
they didn't realize ordering 800 custom branded dice would increase shipping time.
All right.
Meaning the dice wouldn't arrive until 2024.
Hold on.
They have no money left to actually pay for the live shows.
Don't listen.
That's a lie.
They would be stealing their fans' wallets.
No.
Sorry. No.
Awkward.
That's what happens when you don't pay your voice actor enough.
Right. They keep talking.
They don't know when to stop talking. I didn't know he was going to put all that in the video. So that was not just, you know...
Lock the doors! Security!
We're going to lock them now.
Lock it up.
Luckily, I also have brought all of the rules of the Dice of Death with me today.
You have a scroll? Where did you get a scroll from?
I have many scrolls.
Okay.
Peasant.
Okay, that's quite enough.
I've never used a scroll before. This is like a weird yo-yo.
It's not long enough to necessitate being a scroll, by the way. It's a single sheet of A5 paper.
It's actually underneath this poorly printed sheet of rules is an invite to my friend Oliver's wedding.
Okay.
That I repurposed for this live show.
Starting to see where all the scrolls are coming from.
Ladies and gentlemen, why don't I run through the rules of the game with Kit, with all of you, so we're all on the same page for when we perform the deadly act in just a few minutes.
And I'm going to be pretty much on the same page as all y'all, not really knowing. Much like the first half, Roy didn't know jack shit about it. I don't know what's on that scroll.
It's true. For better or for worse, the Dice of Death is possibly an ancient ritual where they played gambles. A lot of typos in this first line. That does really not bode well for the rest.
Is it that ancient? They hadn't... Right, it could have been translated from like a demon language or something.
So, yeah, don't expect typos on a scroll.
No.
That kind of goes against the vibe of the scroll.
It's like a stone tablet, to be fair. You're like, oh, f***.
Yeah.
You got like a 50-ton sheet of marble. Wait, just gonna have to stay.
How many commandments are there? Oh, for f***s. Just give me a new slab. Give me a new slab.
He started like two big letters at the top, and then he had no space. He's like,
there's 10? Oh, f***.
Try and cram them in at the bottom.
Yeah, keep some of them short. Keep the last one short. Murder, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we were real f***ing talked a lot about shrimp at the start. How you can't eat shrimp, the conditions under which you can't eat shrimp.
Yeah.
By the time we got to do not adulter, yeah, no space.
A lot of paraphrasing had to be done, yeah. It is an old ancient ritual where the player gambles against a spirit referred to only as him.
Ooh.
The idea is simple. I'm tangled in my scroll. The idea is simple.
He's here!
If the player has the highest dice roll, they win. But if their roll is lower, we're not going to talk about that. That won't happen, hopefully.
Well, it might.
But it's not good.
Statistically.
Now, the rules for the game are a little bit complicated. Why don't I just run through them now really fast so we're all up to speed.
Got it.
All right, number one.
One.
Begin at any time.
No problem there.
This is any time.
Literally any time.
Number two. Position the table inside of a quiet room.
All right, the bar staff are going to need to...
Yeah, you guys got to
keep
it down.
No more drinks.
This is the game room. Place his die inside of a cup and place your die on the other side of the table.
Okay, I'm going to follow through with these. All right. Our cup.
We have his die.
Right.
We'll give it a little shake inside. Okay, we'll slam it down.
Okay.
Place the cup containing the die right side up on the opposite end of the board from the first die. Let's
that
skip
be
that one.
Ancient language shit. What was that?
We're going to move past that one.
Okay.
Number five. Speak the following words.
Okay.
The game is set. Care to make a wager?
What is your voice tonight?
I've
never
down,
heard these sounds. Come on, if you... He's here. Him is here. Rory's eyes roll back. Jabba the Hutt.
Step number six. Wait a brief moment. Then seven. Exit the room. Close the door.
Okay. I mean, do you want...
Then eight.
Okay.
Wait another moment.
So you're just skipping some of the rules?
A lot of them could be rolled up into one. Now, the second half is one of the more interesting parts. It says, after 7 minutes have passed, open the door, return to the game. Do not re-enter the game room if more than 11 minutes have passed.
Okay, weirdly specific.
Doesn't elaborate.
I haven't been keeping track.
Maybe start now, I think.
Okay.
It also says, if everything is exactly as you left it when you return...
Okay.
Do not proceed!
What?
He does not want to play! Dismantle the game, destroy the dice!
Jesus Christ, what do I...
But if you return and everything is the exact same as you left it, except that the second dice is no longer in the cup... Do not proceed!
What?
You have angered him!
I haven't done anything!
Apologize for your lack of decorum.
Okay.
And destroy the dice.
Do I eat it?
This is intense for the rules of any game. Imagine if you were playing Monopoly and they were just like, do not collect go. Do not get 200.
What were you thinking?
You have angered Mr. Monopoly.
Like, I haven't got a piece yet. I haven't bought anything yet and I have to go to jail. How is that fair?
You may attempt to play the game again, although it is not recommended. His memory is long, and he does not forgive. He's like an invisible elephant man. If the cup is upside down with the dice inside of it, you may proceed.
Yes, yes. Okay, we can
Which
go.
Which it is.
We can go.
Then we have our simple part of the game. The player simply rolls against the dice roll of him. Now, there are some additional notes before we start. No bystanders should be present during the game.
Right.
He's a chill guy, right?
No, he's not.
I mean, I think you can tell by watching this video and by reading this wedding scroll that this is a dangerous game that should not really be attempted by any man, woman, or child ever.
No.
On an unrelated note, Can we get a volunteer from the audience?
We need a volunteer.
Let's see those hands go up.
Can we get a
Who wants it?
Sir, can we please? Would you come on stage?
Come on up.
Come on.
Let's get a little round of applause.
Come up on stage. Thank you to our wonderful volunteer.
Yeah.
Will join us on stage to play the game against him.
Don't anger him.
Hello, hello, hello. Big round of applause for our wonderful sacrificed volunteer. Hello, hello.
Thank you so much for coming up today. First off, I love your shirt so
much.
Fire. Where did you get that?
The Pokemon Center.
Oh, dude, that's amazing. That is a beautiful shirt.
Wait, what are you, the fictional Pokemon Center?
No, the online shop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is f***ed up, actually. I missed one here. You have to give your shirt to the to the guy who... Host the game? That's so weird.
Interesting. Yeah. And what was your name?
Gareth.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Gareth.
Hell yeah. Now, Gareth, you got any loved ones that you want to say hello to?
Yes. My brother right in the crowd.
All right. Say goodbye. Say goodbye, brother.
Or hello. Yeah, that's what we mean.
Forget about him. We claim the shirt. We'll share it.
Gareth, you are here today to roll the dice of death against him. And so everyone is going to be able to see. We got the dice cam.
Hey-o.
Right up there.
Ooh.
So Gareth will be rolling the dice into this handy little dice receptacle. And once we have established his roll, we will reveal the roll of him. Now, Gareth, you want to roll something high, because if it is lower, you lost. We didn't explain to you what happened if you lost, so we're not technically liable for any curses inflicted. It might be a curse. If you win, you'll be blessed for the rest of your life. If you lose, sure, you might go home with a free curse. No charge. It's not available in the Patreon store, but it's available on the live show. So, without further ado,
I think it's time.
Would you like to take it? Can we get a little ooh?
Ooh, let's get a little drum roll.
We want something high. Watch the screen, ladies and gentlemen. Here it comes. It's a four!
Oh, a four. What do you think, Gareth? What do you think?
That's basically near in the middle, isn't it?
It's basically near the middle. It is
near the middle.
Technically speaking, Gareth, yes. It is.
All right, it could have been a lot worse. We did test runs before this, and there were a lot of ones being thrown out there.
There were a lot of curses. A lot of poor sons of bitches out there in the street that we didn't tell what was really going to happen to.
So now we will ever so elegantly shift our camera to the cup.
Shitting hell.
I didn't explain this in the rules, but if he gets a four, you also lose, Gareth. I apologize.
Is that fair? The house always wins, I think.
So what we need is something below a four. This is it, ladies and gentlemen.
This is it, the moment we've all been waiting for.
We're gonna find out whether or not Gareth is cursed or blessed for all eternity. Let's find out.
Whoa!
It's a two!
What's that?
How do you feel?
Great. Blessed.
Blessed.
Love
full
it.
Eternity. Fantastic, Gareth.
Thank you so much, Gareth. Thank you so much for joining us. Big round of applause for Gareth, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gareth.
Cheers.
Thank you, buddy.
It's really great that he's blessed, because that is the only walking music we have. It would have been pretty f***ed up.
Yeah.
If he was condemned and we sent him off with a big band.
Would have been a bit awkward.
Yeah.
But that was great. That's the outcome that you really want from this show.
Because
I don't really know what it means to be like this level of blessed. I don't know if you're driving tonight, but you can just drink. You'll be fine, dude.
No.
You should just start jumping off shit. See what happens.
All right.
Tall shit.
Don't listen. We don't
just
have the insurance for this kind of statement.
But, I'm a bit of a gambler myself, guys. And they say in the world of gambling, you always win twice. I think that's a popular phrase.
You're not a good gambler.
So, we have an idea. I don't know if it's going to work, but how about we all play?
What do you think of that?
Let's find out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for all of us to play the Dice of Death. Is everybody ready? We're throwing it out!
I'm about to throw this shit and y'all better be ready to catch it.
Bat it around! Bat that shit around! It's gotta be like a Jack Johnson concert. Throw that shit!
Let's try and get it to the back and maybe even up to the balcony.
Get it dripping! Get it dripping in the juices of everyone here!
Oh yeah, we need to get this thing touched by as many condemned, blessed souls as possible.
There we go! There we go! Love it! Keep it going! Keep it going! Re-roll the dice for him!
This is amazing. Keep her going, keep her going, keep her going!
Bow, bada, bow!
We want everyone's fate to be sealed within this dice.
Doesn't matter if you touch it or not, you're still cursed or blessed.
All right, now let's try and bring it back to the stage.
All right, let's get it back. Let's get it back.
Come on. Cryosurf this stuff. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Oh, this is fantastic.
This is like Monkey Ball, but with more beer.
It's close. It's going. It's going. All right. We're throwing it on stage. It's a 3.
Oh.
As
Gareth said, it's in the f***ing middle. It's in the middle. He's right. He's right.
Gareth, I'm sorry, because I'm pretty sure this is going to override whatever you got going on. So you guys let him down big time. He thought it was going to be a 6. All right, guys, you know the drill. Let's swap over to our dice cam and find out what is going to be the fate of everyone in this building. Not us. We've got immunity. There's some sort of force shield,
yeah,
I think.
Even though I touched that shit, doesn't count. Yeah. I read the rules. I lied.
All right, guys, let's get a drum roll. This is for all of you.
Let's get a drum roll and some ooze. Let's go.
Here we go. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
It's a one!
We are blessed!
Yes! Yes!
Woo!
Yes!
Yes! Who do you think you are? I am!
Woo! I feel it! Congratulations,
fantastic,
everyone! Oh, now you don't get to see the sick, cursed animation I made for this thing. Now you guys have to come to London and Manchester and Glasgow.
You know
those f***ers are cursed. Yeah.
We are in God's country, after all. It is kind of weird how excited we were to curse someone, though.
Wow, that's incredible. Two blessings in one night.
Truly something else. It almost makes up for the double no earlier.
Guys, we want to thank you so much for coming out to see us
Holy
live.
Holy moly.
We've been wanting to do. Thank you. Thank you.
It's been huge, and this is the first live show we've done in over 3 years, and we've never done it outside of London.
Yeah.
And we honestly didn't know if we'd be able to do one in Belfast, but y'all have shown us so much love, so thank you so much.
Thank you. And you know, this is a huge part of doing this show live, is we want to make it something fun and interactive and something that you don't get necessarily, and make it a special occasion when you come and watch us live. So hopefully you got that tonight with the Dice of Death.
Something special. Something special.
So I guess...
That's it. So thank you so much. And
I guess if there was another paranormal story there.
No, we are at time. So thank you so much. We're going to be, huh?
I think someone said...
I didn't hear shit. I didn't hear shit. So cool. Thanks, guys.
I think a few
people...
Can we
get that shit down, actually?
I think a few people said Dublin Gorilla Man
stuff. No, no one said that. No one said that. Didn't hear it.
I could tell it.
We don't have time. We obviously don't have time.
I just feel a little bad, because if I'd known, I would have prepared more, and we would have, you know...
Sure, I wouldn't have let you prepare, but sure.
Dublin... many years ago.
What the f***? Where did this come from? Where did this come from? You have music?
Will you stop interrupting?
You said you're nothing prepared and you have music?
I obviously prepared like a few little things just in case it came up.
This is not okay. We are over. We're done.
Look, you're not gonna be complaining. I mean, listen to this.
You're so happy with yourself. I found that piece of music, by the way. He's been raiding my shit.
This is how excited people are getting when they just hear a bit of the backing track. Wait until you hear how excited they are when they hear how perfectly I recreated the cry of the beast itself.
Hi, Rory. Dr. Tobin here again.
No!
I really, really do think you should come in so that we can have a look at your ass. It's super important that we get a good, solid look at that ass.
Not what we were expecting, bud. Not what you were expecting again. Your phone, your voicemails.
It was
still
another.
Hooked up.
It's another voicemail.
Sure.
Jesus. We do say if you come see us live, it's a special treat. You will hear the story of the Dublin Gorilla Man.
It is true. I always shut Rory's story down on the podcast, but you know, if he gets it out of his system, and if you guys promise to keep it quiet and not leak it, maybe we could tell the story.
You're sworn into a secret oath of silence when you hear it at a live show, because it does make it fun for other people who then haven't heard the story before. I was a young...
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Boy, all right. For those who don't know, my dad was a Little League baseball coach.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We are getting into heavily redacted, heavily classified territory. If you want to hear that story, you're going to have to come see us live this October. We're in Los Angeles on the 6th, San Francisco on the 8th, Chicago on the 11th, New York City on the 15th, Somerville on the 16th, then over to Belfast on the 22nd, Manchester on the 24th, Glasgow on the 25th, and closing out with our biggest live show ever to date at the Hackney Empire in London on the 28th of October. Come celebrate Halloween with us. We cannot wait to see you in person. Get your tickets at thisparanormallife.com. We will be back on Tuesday with a brand new paranormal tale, and of course over on Patreon on Friday with the after party. And maybe before then, we'll see you in person on tour. Thank you for tuning in.